Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so wonderful to have you with me once again. I praise God. This is the Lord's day, and we give him glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for being with me for a year in the Word. Amen. The Bible is not only the most important literary piece of all time, it is the key to man's existence, and it holds in its pages the only means by which man can be redeemed to his Maker. We live in a fallen world. Violence is all around us. We need a Savior, a peacemaker, one who can bring us hope, a deliverer. In the pages of the Holy Bible is reparation, regeneration, revival, and a repair for the nations to bring us back to our intended purpose. Thank you for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. These next few Sundays will be in the book of Mark. We're beginning in Mark on today. We're going to read Mark 1 and 2, the first two chapters. And I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. We give God glory, praise, and honor even before we go into his Word, asking him to move in the midst of us. Father, in the name of Jesus, your name, oh God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord God, on this, the Lord's day, this Sunday, Lord, we praise and we magnify you. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've done already, for how you blessed us and kept us. You're healing us. Lord God, breakthroughs are taking place, and we give you glory because you are under control of everything that happens in our lives. You have the control of everything that takes place in the whole earth. Lord God, we surrender ourselves to you, Lord, even in the name of Jesus. We surrender our minds, our souls, and our bodies unto you. We surrender our intellect to you, oh God, that you might teach us, Lord God, those things that we did not know, that we might walk according to your standard and not the standard of the world. Lord, we see what has become of the standards of the world. They've taken prayer out of the schools, and now our children have been corrupted. Father, save us, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need a Savior on today for our whole life. Oh, Lord God, for our families, for our husbands, for wives. Lord God, for all the positions that we are in the earth, on our jobs, we need you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. Oh, God, have mercy upon us and save us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we come before your presence in the name of Jesus to read your word. We're reading in Mark chapters 1 and 2, and we're asking, oh, God, that you bless us. God, that you give us knowledge, that you give us wisdom, and most of all, that you give us understanding of your word. Oh, Lord God, let a revelation, Lord God, come forth to each and every hearer on today. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord, that you dispatch a legion of angels into the atmosphere, Lord, to make war with the enemies of our soul, the enemy of our purpose. Oh, Lord God, and to minister to each and every need in the midst of your people. Lord, let your spirit, Lord God, move in each and every one right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. A special blessing upon each and every life of the listeners on today. Oh, Lord God, open our minds and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm reading and you are hearing from Mark chapters 1 and 2. I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen, and I shall begin reading now. In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." He walked by the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in a boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. And then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "Who is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way. Show your things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in the deserted places. And they came to him from every direction. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. And they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was laying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Sins but God alone. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went out in the presence of all, in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Then he went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office. He said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come righteous, but sinners to repentance. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came and they said to him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bride, as long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins. Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, look, why do they do what is unlawful, what is not lawful on the Sabbath? But he said to them, have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry? He and those with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, except so gave some to those who were with him. And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also the Lord of the Sabbath. I have read and you have heard from Mark chapters 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. I pray that you will continue to stay with me in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless you. Amen.